Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today's topic is something we all struggle with at some point, finding that elusive work-life balance. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when you're running on fumes, staring down a never-ending to-do list and wondering if there's even room for anything fun anymore? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But guess what? We deserve better. We deserve to feel fulfilled, energized, and genuinely happy both at work and outside of it. And the secret weapon in this quest for balance? Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another lecture on meditation and bubble baths, hear me out. Self-care isn't just about pampering yourself. It's a strategic way to invest in your well-being and create space for the things that truly matter. Think of it like this. If you're constantly pouring from an empty cup, eventually you're going to run dry. But by prioritizing self-care, you're replenishing that cup, so you have more energy and focus to give to everything else in your life. So, what does self-care even look like? It's incredibly personal, but here are 5 key takeaways that can help you get started. 1. Identify your energy vampires. We all have those people, situations, or activities that drain our energy faster than a vampire at a blood drive. Recognizing these energy vampires is the first step to minimizing their impact on your well-being. Maybe it's that coworker who always needs help with their tasks, the endless stream of emails you can never seem to keep up with, or even scrolling through social media for hours on end. Once you know your culprits, you can start to set boundaries and carve out more time for things that actually nourish your soul. 2. Schedule me time like you would a meeting. Seriously, treat yourself like VIP. Block off time in your calendar for activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. This could be anything from reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, catching up with friends, pursuing a hobby, or simply enjoying a quiet evening at home. Remember, this isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize me time, you come back to work feeling more refreshed and able to handle challenges with a clearer mind. 3. Embrace the power of saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser or constantly striving to prove yourself. But saying no is not just about protecting your time, it's about respecting your own limits and priorities. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your goals or values. Trust me, your well-being is worth more than trying to please everyone all the time. 4. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful stress reliever and mood booster. Even a short walk can make a world of difference in how you feel. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, yoga, or simply taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Get that blood flowing and watch your energy levels soar. 5. Cultivate mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to connect with the present moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and the sensations in your body. There are tons of free mindfulness apps and guided meditations available if you want to explore this further. This simple practice can help reduce anxiety, improve focus, and bring a sense of calm to even the most hectic days. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for a balanced and fulfilling life. But sometimes we need a little reminder. Remember that time when you were trying to juggle work deadlines with a social event, then had to pick up your sick child from school? I bet you felt overwhelmed and depleted, right? You probably skipped lunch, barely slept, and maybe even snapped at someone, no judgment. That's when self-care comes in. If you'd prioritized that me time earlier that day, a quick walk, a phone call with a friend, or simply 15 minutes of quiet reading, you might have felt more equipped to handle the chaos. By taking care of yourself, you build resilience and create space for those unexpected moments in life without completely losing your cool. So, remember, prioritize self-care, set healthy boundaries, and don't be afraid to say no sometimes. Your well-being is worth it. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you found these tips helpful. Remember, you're in control of your time and energy. Make choices that prioritize your well-being and watch your life transform. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it and join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #protectyourpeace. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.